When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Construction Adhesive, the strongest on the market. It stays 100% solid after curing. It won't develop air pockets. And like your reputation, it holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $8.53 each. Loctite PL Premium Max at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom. Happy to be doing this. We are recapping Raptors Summer League. The Raptors opened Las Vegas Summer League with a loss, losing to the New Orleans Pelicans by a score of 90-77. It actually wasn't as close as the final score suggested because the Raptors, quite frankly, they look very disorganized and sloppy. And I mean, it's Summer League, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, it wasn't the best start. It wasn't like last season where, you know, the Raptors had Fred, they had Pascal, they had Jakob Poeltl, and it really looked like there was something building there. And it made sense that the bench mob, I guess in retrospect, had so much success because those guys were developing those systems, that chemistry that the bench played with all year, like that was developed at Summer League. This time around, not as many important impact players at Summer League. The one guy of note is OG, obviously. We're very curious to see what OG is developing and everything like that. But, you know, aside from that, the guys you would actually recognize are Alphonso McKinney, who was on the Raptors roster last year, Malcolm Miller, who was on a two-way last year. He's a free agent. You know, I guess you would recognize Malachi Richardson since he was the return in the Bruno trade, but realistically that was the Raptors just dumping Bruno and it wasn't like they necessarily liked Malachi that much. And I don't know, I mean, Chris Boucher is a bit of a name. Marquise Teague is the younger brother of Jeff Teague. But yeah, pretty much a very random assortment of players. And you know, they kind of played like it. It was this pretty sloppy game, which again, it's very typical of Summer League, but the Raptors, their transition defense was really poor, and that's pretty much how the Pelicans got away from the Raptors. Pretty much all night, the Raptors would fire up threes. I think they did generally an okay job of generating open threes, but I mean, when you shoot 8 of 34, that's obviously going to hurt your offense. And yeah, I mean, the Raptors just would miss shots, and the Pelicans would run the other way and get a layup. Like, the Pelicans didn't actually rely on the three-point shot that much. Only 18 threes attempts as compared to 34 for the Raptors. But they didn't really need to, man. They just went to the rim all the time, got a lot of free throws. And, yeah, I don't know. It was not the best performance for the team. Obviously, I don't really care about the performance. I think what people most care about is how OG played. OG logged 27 minutes, had 9 points and 7 rebounds with 1 steal and 1 block. He only shot 3 of 11 from the field and 1 of 6 from deep. But, you know, it was okay for OG. I think the idea of sort of an expanded role for him is still going to take time. I mean, look, the end of the season was 2 months ago. Or I guess 3 months ago. Like, it's not like suddenly he's going to turn around and have a hand on everything like that. In terms of just an expanded role, we did see more of OG putting the ball on the floor. You know, even running a pick and roll at one point and scoring early in the game. He had the game's first 5 points off an open corner three and had a driving layup, finishing with the right. But I think you also saw a lot of the limitations of OG's game, whereas he's not really a natural scorer or even necessarily a distributor. And so when he is driving to the rim and jumping in the air, like, he's not making great moves to try to score. Like, he kind of looks like what you would see a 3-and-D player do, where when they drive to the rim, all of a sudden there's a man at the rim and he's either going to try to like hang and try to finish over, which is a really tough shot, or try to jump and pass. And I don't know, it didn't look that great, especially when OG went one-on-one. But I think there was a lot more positive defensively. OG played a lot of power forward in this game. Actually, to be honest, most of the positions are very interchangeable except for center and point guard. But yeah, I mean, OG just always showing great help defense. You know, decent job on the boards. Got his own rebounds a lot. Got 3 offensive rebounds. I know he showed a good feel for the game. It's just that he's not like a primary scorer or like a primary playmaker. So you would expect to see him struggle a little bit. In terms of the shots, I mean, he'll make more shots later. It happens. Yeah, I mean, very passive, you know, start from OG. In terms of the other guys, McKinney, he shot the ball a lot. The man shot 5 of 18. Part of that is the poor three-point shooting, 2 of 7 from deep. And also part of that was just, you know, he missed a couple of his own shots following up on loose balls and things like that. But I thought McKinney was okay. He was a little bit bigger, like, you know, in a good way, like a little bit bulkier, you know, than the last time I saw him. 12 points, 5 rebounds for him. It's all right. I mean, he's still obviously incredibly athletic, despite putting on a little bit extra weight. And I feel like, you know, if he's going to be a 3-4 type, he's going to have to put on a little bit more weight. But, yeah, I mean, he's also not a natural scorer either. So pretty much the same kind of issues OG ran into, McKinney also ran into, except Alfonso is not really as fond of passing as OG is. Malcolm Miller, 0 for 7 from the field, 0 for 6 from deep. Still, you know, I guess, I don't know. I'm not sure what the Raptors' plans are for him. But, you know, forgettable day for him. Marquise Teague, I was pretty disappointed with him just because, like, I kind of expect a point guard to actually, you know, lead the team. And, again, this is a difficult situation to be a point guard in because, obviously, there's just a random collection of players and they, you know, it's not really about the game. It's about showing off your skills. And so it's not easy to keep them on the same page, but I do really miss watching Fred VanVleet run this team last year because the Raptors were really organized and coherent and competitive last year with Fred. And it's just a big drop off to Marquise Teague. Malachi Richardson hit a really nice pull up three, but that was his only 3-point make of the game, 1 of 6 for him. 3 of 11 shooting overall, 9 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Yeah, he was okay. Like, I don't really know what the Raptors' plans are for him, but he kind of looks like if you put Alfonso McKinney and Malcolm Miller together, if you really know like what those two players play like, Malachi is like pretty much in the middle of it. I don't really see sort of special next level talent for him, but I don't know. I don't think anyone looked particularly good today. I guess the only guy of note really was Raleigh Alkins. Shout out to him. Thick-bodied player. I mean, he's... I don't know. He reminds me a little bit of Tyreke Evans, especially early on in his career. Kings Tyreke Evans, where he's just like a powerfully built 6'5 guard who handles the ball right, but mostly can really barrel his way to the rim. And if he hits a couple of jump shots, then he could be an effective player. He didn't look hobbled at all today. There were some concerns that he had a foot issue. I think that was a red flag in the draft process. Didn't really see that today. And quite honestly, I mean, when he played a lot, which was usually mostly in the first or the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, he was good. He was good. He was crossing people up. He was, you know, getting to the rim. You know, he hit his threes, 2 of 3 from deep, which is a quarter of the Raptors' 3-point attempt. Makes on the night, which is kind of depressing, but yeah, I mean, he is athletic, and there was a pretty impressive clip out there. If you're, I don't know if NBA TV has it or wherever, but in transition, two-handed reverse, you know, slam dunk, really nice to see. And his competitive drive was nice. I mean, the Raptors were getting blown out in the fourth quarter, and he kind of led a comeback. He was plus 14 on the night in 14 minutes. And, yeah, I'm curious to see more of Raleigh. I mean, he's clearly more of a scoring guard than a point guard, but there's talent there. So that, yeah, I mean, that's mostly it from Summer League. I mean, the Raptors are going to play again on Sunday. They have another one of these reports on Sunday. The Raptors play again on Monday, and that's pretty much going to be it. Then they'll, you know, go to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens then. But And it's nice to see basketball again from the Raptors. It just really is nice to see them. You do kind of miss them after some time. You really do. Like, you spent all summer talking about trading this guy, trading that guy, or, you know, this and that and whatever. Like, it's just nice to see everyone again. It was nice to see that C.J. Miles, DeLon Wright, Pascal Siakam, and DeMar DeRozan were all in attendance to support their guys. DeMar was joking around with OG before the game. DeMar also went on the NBA TV broadcast and gave like a solid 10-minute interview where he talked about everything from, you know, taking his kids to the trampoline zone, and also, you know, just him wanting to build a legacy in Toronto, you know, him being really inspired by Kobe, the fact that Kobe only played on one team in his whole career, and he kind of wanted to do that same thing in Toronto, and signing autographs for fans. Like, you know, DeMar's a good dude. We already knew all this, man. He's a great ambassador for the franchise, and it was nice to see all of them again. It really was. It's, I don't know. I mean, when you see them on your television screen wearing the Raptors, you know, in their element, you kind of... It snaps you back to reality, because otherwise you're just thinking about these players as trade chips and shit like that, and that's not as fun. That's not the same. And in terms of Nick Nurse, in his first taste as Raptors head coach, it's hard to say based on the players, but it clearly seemed like he was very open to switching. The Raptors switched pretty much 1 through 4, and then the center would drop on pick and roll coverage, which is kind of what we saw last year. The offense featured a lot of triple handoff and, you know, fast-paced drive, kick, swing, shoot an open three. And, you know, obviously the Raptors got to hit threes to make that work. But, I mean, I don't think it was anything foreign. But I don't know. It was nice to see Nick Nurse, I guess, as well. And, look, Summer League is mostly kind of boring, but... if you're so inclined, and if you are a fiend, and chances are very good that if you're listening to this right now, you will have a problem, and you like the Raptors too much. But the Raptors will play again on Sunday. I think it's at 3:00, and I will talk to you after that game. Peace.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.